VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we do thank you for joining us for a very special edition of Crosstalk today, coming your way from VCY America. Ladies and gentlemen, July 4th, 2020 is the 200th anniversary of the birth of Robert Sheffy. He was a man greatly used of God to draw many to himself. It's likely many of you remember this film that came out some four decades ago entitled Sheffy, produced by Bob Jones University's Unusual Films that told his life story. But just to refresh your memory, there's going to share with you just a scene here from a young Robert Sheffy as he confronted a moonshiner, and I'm sure this will cause you to remember what that film included.
I suppose you're one of them preachers, too.
I guess I am.
You start your preaching praying around here.
Dear Lord, you've told us in your word that strong drink is wicked, and that you despise drunkenness. Lord, we know it's not your will for this man to be the means of turning other men into wife beaters and child abusers and worthless drunken idlers. Lord, destroy this still. Make a mighty oak tree to fall on it and to break it to pieces and destroy it forever. Amen.
That's plumb funny prayer, mister. They had oak tree in 200 yards this whole place.
Don't underestimate God's power. For only the fool says in his heart there is no God.
Concerned it, mister. You've had time for your preaching prayer. Now get your friend, get on out of here.
Well, that's an introduction here to Robert Sheffy, and just to rekindle some thoughts in your mind, for those of you who have seen the film, we'll have more clips to share with you today, but we know some of you listening right now have never heard of Robert Sheffy, and so we're glad that you've joined us for quite a remarkable story, especially with the news that we have to share with you today. This award-winning motion picture Sheffy has been fully restored and being re-released in HD, commemorating the 200th birthday of Robert Sheffy. But who exactly is this man? What was his character? What was his motivation in life? And how does his life impact me today? Well, we invite you to stay tuned as we welcome our special guest today, Dave Ute, who is the associate producer of Media Productions and one of the actors in the film who played the role of the man in the snow without socks. We'll get to that in just a bit. But Dave, welcome here to Crosstalk.
Thank you very much for having me.
And indeed, we'll talk more about your role in the film itself as an actor. But let's first introduce our listeners to Robert Sheffy. Who exactly was he?
Robert Sheffy was an unusual circuit-riding preacher in the late 1800s. And he would often introduce himself simply as a servant of the Lord. Hmm. George Roget, the sound engineer on Sheffy, who also did location scouting and many other roles, was with Jess Carr once when he related a story of what got him interested in Robert Sheffy and consequently the writing the book, The Saint of the Wilderness. Well, Jess Carr was traveling on some back roads in Virginia, and he saw up on the side of the hill at a cemetery a gathering of people around a grave. So, not being familiar with the area, he stopped at a little store near there and he asked who died recently. It seemed like a pretty big gathering, and the man said, well, nobody died recently. And so he explained about what he had just seen, and the store clerk said, oh, that's Robert Sheffy's grave. People come often to visit it and remember the ministry of that man who impacted, you know, so many people, and in some cases, their own families' lives. And so when Jess Carr left there, he said, I need to find out more about Robert Sheffy. And he did extensive research and put together the book, and then Catherine Stenholm found the book, and thus the film was made from that.
Robert Sheffy, a circuit-riding preacher, circuit riders really had an important role during that time, did they not?
Yes. The country was so vast, and you couldn't put a preacher in every church. And so the circuit rider would go around to various churches and have a circuit that would travel, like in Sheffield's situation, it ended up being 14 counties in Virginia and West Virginia. And Dr. Sidwell does a lot of research on that and has a book talks about the different circuit riders and the way that they would minister in those early days.
And so there were many circuit riding preachers during that time, but the interest was drawn basically based upon this book?
Yes. The book covers his life, and the man started out, you know, in a rowdy, his mother passed away when he was 2 years old, and he was raised by his Aunt Elizabeth,
mm-hmm.
and very wealthy, and he didn't have satisfaction in the wealth that they had, and was in with the wrong crowd, as we would say, and went to a revival meeting for the sake of disrupting it, but the Word of God was being preached and got a hold of his heart, and the Holy Spirit drew him to himself, and there he got saved, and as a result of that, it changed his entire life as far as what he now had a purpose for living.
And we're going to go back and we're going to relive some of this through some of the audio clips from Sheffy. And a matter of fact, in this first clip here, that additional to what we shared earlier, as you said, he was a man that was really torn inside. He was kind of frustrated between the wealth and riches of this world that he had realized through his aunt versus real purpose in life. And here is a clip in which he described that feeling here to his aunt.
I'm sorry, Aunt Elizabeth. It's just that there must be more to life than making money. It seems like everybody's running around like a headless chicken, trying to get things and do things that are real purpose. My head's like a bumblebee's nest. I don't know what I'm looking for. Whatever it is, I'm sure I haven't found it yet.
Well, you'd better find it soon.
And as you mentioned, this conflict just continued inside him. Even as he met up with some of his friends, they had no spiritual interest whatsoever. Rather, they had some rather clandestine plans, but let's listen into what that was all about.
Hey, Robert, come on in.
You're just in time here. Cletus, me, and Sham here, we're all going up to the revival meeting.
Come on, we need to do something fun. Oh, look at Robert there. He's so somber he could sour milk.
But he needs to be teetotally saved.
Oh, say, that's what my mom was always telling.
Now, Cletus, there's nothing more fun than a revival meeting. Especially if you got some corn cobs. You can kind of liven the place up a bit.
And Dave, this is really what they were seeking to do, was cause disruption at this revival meeting.
Exactly.
And it was at this revival, though, that the Spirit of God spoke to his heart. And after his friends disrupted this meeting and the small number in this congregation left, we have Robert going up to speak to the preacher. And let's just listen to that clip here as well.
In God's sight, all men without Christ are equally bad.
Preacher, what you said about searching, I'm the one you were talking about. Preacher, is it as easy as you say it is?
It is. Say, you sound educated. Can you read?
Yes.
Then, read this.
For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
What's your name, son?
Robert. Robert Sheffy, sir.
Well, Robert Sheffy, do you believe this book?
Yes.
Then all you have to do is ask God's forgiveness and be saved.
Can I do it now?
You can do it now.
And that was a changed life that began for him, Dave.
Yes, and a life that impacted many, many other lives. It's always exciting to see how God takes one person and multiplies that ministry.
Mm-hmm. So Robert surrendered himself to Christ, and we know for many, they just kind of leave it there. They go about life, go back to work, and so forth. But for Robert, there was something different going on in his life, actually becoming a circuit riding preacher. How did that happen?
Well, he felt unqualified to preach at first, and so he wanted to help other preachers, and he would come alongside and just encourage, be an exhorter. And he was then put in a situation where he was asked to preach at this little church that had no preacher, and so not knowing how to say no, he said, okay, I'll try. I don't think I can, but I'll try. And in the process, he ends up being totally fearful and running out of the building, yeah. And the man who invited him chases him out, knocks him down, gets him back, drags him back in and says, you're not going to run away from God's calling on your life. You're going to do this and tell your testimony and share it with us. And so he got up enough courage and finished it, and it really brought him to a point where he said, maybe the Lord really wants me to be a preacher.
Yeah, yeah. Folks, we want you to hear this. He had just dashed out of the church and is being tackled by one of the church members there. Here's that exchange that took place.
I'll not let you fail, Brother Sheffy. You're God's man. I'm sure of that now.
Hell, I failed. I made a fool of myself.
No. So you're afraid. So what of that? It shows you have a proper respect for your responsibilities. 'Tis a fearful thing to preach the word of God. But I'll not let you quit. Not if I have to carry you back in there myself.
And he was actually going to do that if he had to.
If he had to.
Yeah, and this is really one of the spiritual points of the film, because something Robert learned in his life is he can't do things in his own strength.
Exactly. It was in his weakness that God was made strong.
Mm-hmm. And it's here that, as we mentioned, Robert learned he's not dependent upon himself, but speaking from his heart, let's just listen to a bit of the testimony he had to share at that church.
And that's how I came to accept the Lord. I went to the revival for the worst reason, but God in his mercy overruled, just as he overruled here today. Lord, don't let us forget that when you give us your commands, you give us the strength we need, but not more than we need. Because then we proud critters want to take the credit ourselves.
Robert Sheffy, and again, folks, as we mentioned, this film, a powerful film, is been re-released, coming out in HD, commemorating the 200th birthday of Robert Sheffy. We're talking today with Dave Ute, who is associate producer, Media Productions, Unusual Films, was intimately involved in as one of the characters of Sheffy in the film itself, and now has been involved in this whole restoration process as well. This life of Robert Sheffy, he had to impact many. We'll talk about his licensure after the break coming up here momentarily, but all throughout life, he was really impacting people with the gospel, wasn't he?
Yes, and that's the exciting thing about the restoration is the ministry that he lived there in the mountains of Virginia and West Virginia among those people is continuing even today through the film and the story of his life being told and the gospel that it shares.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to learn a little bit more about his life. Matter of fact, he wanted to be licensed to preach, and you'll find out the interaction that happened there. But we'll also be talking about some of the other life lessons from Robert Sheffy, and we'll talk about the restoration process. And later in the program, we'll tell you how you can obtain a copy of this re-release of Robert Sheffy. Sheffy Rides Again. Back in a minute. This is Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, how fast do stars change from one type of star into another?
Chris, evolutionists are fond of saying that changes in stars take millions of years to occur. But it's important to remember that they've never seen stars do anything for millions of years. And yet sometimes we do see stars undergo dramatic change quickly. Recently, a star was observed to change in only a few years from a white dwarf star about the size of the Earth to a giant star 80 times wider than the Sun, an increase in volume of over 500 million. Evolutionists used to insist that such changes took long periods, but when we see it happen rapidly. Evidently, the biblical doctrine of recent creation of all things is accurate. Back to Genesis, that's the view that fits the facts.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America, and a momentous day, July 4, 2020, the 200th anniversary of the birth of Robert Sheffy. He's a man God used. He drew many people to himself, to Jesus Christ, the way of salvation, and lived a very difficult life, a circuit riding preacher. His story documented in the film called Sheffy, a powerful film. We'll be telling you how you can obtain a copy of this new re-release of Sheffy, even coming forth on Blu-ray, HD, and so forth. So be ready to jot down some information on this as well. But Robert Sheffy is one, as our guest mentioned today, Dave Ute, that he grew up living with his aunt, had all that money could buy. Dave, I'm kind of reminded of Moses in Scripture, who refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. He could have had anything he wanted.
Yes, that's a very good analogy.
Mm-hmm. Robert Sheffy, he sought a license to preach. Why was this licensure so important?
Well, that was the normal, obviously, that if you're going to preach, you would be licensed by the denomination to do so. But because he had such unusual methodologies, some of the things were considered unconventional by the church leaders. Hmm. And so they were a little hesitant to license him. They didn't know exactly where he was going to go with his ministry, so they didn't want to commit any sanction on him until they knew a little more. Eventually, they did license him, but he had to start out without that endorsement of that denomination.
Yeah, which was important for credentialing, but he had a greater credentialing from the Lord himself. I'd like to listen to some of that exchange that he had as he was seeking this licensing, and this is a very interesting spot from the film.
You've been observed praying for hours by the side of the road, and your prayers in your classroom are unnatural, too. One boy reported that you sound as if you're talking right to God.
That may be so, but tell me, to whom do you talk when you pray?
Be that as it may, Mr. Sheffy, we do not want our licensed preachers acting in peculiar ways.
You may be assured that I will pursue whatever God calls me to do, with or without your official sanction.
Of course, no one can keep you from going about as an unlicensed itinerant. Good day, Mr. Sheffy.
And indeed, he was on his way, but he had a passion in his heart that was greater than being licensed.
Yes, and Dr. John Matsko, a history professor, recounts that Sheffy ended up with a circuit of 14 mountain counties there in Virginia, West Virginia. So it was quite an extensive ministry, and then a big part of that was the Wabash camp meetings.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about those camp meetings. What exactly were they?
Well, the circuit riding preachers would minister to these vast areas, but the people didn't get a lot of teaching. It was just that, you know, every third Sunday of the month, the preacher would be at your church, that type of a circuit.
Mm-hmm.
And so the camp meetings provided an environment where they could have a much more intense opportunity to learn the Word of God. And it brought about a lot of evangelism. And then the Methodist, Dr. Sidwell in his book, mentions that the Methodists, by the time of Robert Sheffy, had put a lot of order and organization into the camp meetings, and they would have permanent structures in which they would come to every year and have their meetings and, you know, be recharged spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
To go out and live the Christian life. And one of the things that was quite important about that was the actual social element, where they as families could interact with other Christian families. I think with the virus right now, we're all starved for that kind of Christian interaction, but they faced it on a regular basis because of the vast distance between the different communities. And so when they came to the camp meeting, they had that interaction with other Christians.
And indeed, the waxing and waning of interest in the camp meetings was ever present. But let's listen into that clip about the camp meetings.
You expecting a good crowd at the camp meeting?
I don't rightly know. The attendance has been off the last few years.
Times are changing, I reckon.
Times are, but men and women aren't. We still need the gospel preached.
I'd be right sorry to see the end of the camp meeting. It's about the only time all year we get to see anybody much.
I doubt Mr. Sheffy would count that a real good reason, Eliza.
Well, I count the fellowship of God's people one of the main blessings of the meeting. It's a blessed sight to see the preaching shed packed with thousands of folks singing and happy together. And I praise the sweet Lord for hundreds of souls I've seen trust Christ. Education can't do that.
And you're right, Dave. We so often, and we've seen it here with the virus and the closing of churches that have happened and so much of the physical distancing taking place. So many of us took church for granted, but these camp meetings were actually vital for the people to come together for fellowship. But it was also a time when many people came to know Christ as Savior.
Yes. Yeah, it was very effective that way.
How did Sheffy, Robert Sheffy, endure difficult times?
Well, as a circuit rider, that life was a very, very hard life. Dr. Abel Stevens, a leading Methodist historian, says nearly half of the circuit riders whose deaths are recorded by the end of the 18th century died before they were 30 years old.
Wow.
About two-thirds died before they had spent 12 years in the laborious service. So Brother Sheffy himself did have a pretty serious injury crossing a stream, falling off his horse, and it was only through God's miraculous protection that, you know, he survived.
Mm-hmm.
But I think something we miss a lot of times is we think of the man and the sacrifice physically that he made, but the ones that were married, their wives made a great sacrifice also. Yeah. Sheffy, his wife Eliza, who is featured in the film, a very important supporting role in the film, she made a lot of sacrifices because he was gone for months at a time in ministry of you know, the different churches that he would have to go around on his circuit, and it was so far, and the transportation then was all by horse. Bennett Joan plays the role of Eliza, Sheffy's wife, and Dr. Bob III said, all filmmaking is hard work, but for her, the ministry aspect of this was pure joy.
Mm.
Now, I think Mrs. Jones did a tremendous job portraying Eliza, not just because of being a gifted actress, but being the wife of Dr. Bob III, who traveled and preached extensively. She was portraying on the screen the same godly example that she had learned to live in real life.
This is a humor spot in the film where Robert Sheffy's trying to propose to Eliza and kind of bumbles his way through. And let's just pick up with the clip here.
Robert, are you asking me to marry you?
I was, but...
Then I accept.
What?
I accept.
You do?
Oh, yes. I'll marry you.
Well, you sure went around the cowshed about it.
Robert, we're too old to fool ourselves. I love you. And I want to be with you. But I believe in you, too. And I want to help you in your work.
God is good.
I want you to continue your ministry, just like before.
I'll travel less, Eliza. I'll make a home for you.
No, Robert. You follow God's calling, and I'll be content.
I do love you.
And Eliza really did have an important role in the ministry there, did she not?
Yes, very. Mm-hmm.
Corresponding with people and gathering letters and
Yeah, keeping him organized.
right. Something else that's another noticeable trait about Robert Sheffy is that he was a very selfless person. I mean, he could have had all the riches of the world. We talked about that. But there was nothing that he possessed he was not willing to give up. At one point, it was his horse Gideon. On another occasion, it was the very socks that he was wearing on a cold winter day. And that's where your scene comes in. Tell us about it.
Well, I actually was pulled into the scene not because I'm a great actor, but because the actor who was supposed to do it got sick, and the idea of having this actor recovering from a sickness be in the cold was not a good idea. So I had a nice beard, and it was like, well, we'll use you in the part. So my role, I always chuckle at it because it is a very minor role in the film, but it is kind of an unusual one, so I'm often recognized, not recognized literally, but when people meet me and they talk about Sheffy and I say I'm the man in the snow without socks, mm-hmm. It always is kind of like, oh, wow, that's really cool. But I did so little in the scope of the production compared to people, you know, that were the main leadership and the faculty staff. So it's just an honor to be a part, have a small part now in the restoration of it.
So let's just relive that clip of Man in the Snow.
Where are you headed on such a day, brother?
Hunting for a job. Heading down to the sawmill, if and they don't hire me. Guess we'll plumb starve to death this winter.
You oughtn't to be out in this weather in clothes like that.
Ain't got no other ones. No socks at all. Besides, it weren't this bad when I started. From here, sawmill's just as close as home.
Hold on a minute.
What are you doing?
Taking off my socks.
What for?
For you, of course.
My toes might well be froze as yourn.
Yeah, my boots are better than yours. Besides, God will take care of my needs. I'll be praying that you get your job.
Much obliged. Much obliged.
So here we have Robert Sheffy giving up his socks, and he said the Lord will provide, and in another scene we do see how God did provide.
Yes, Eliza had made him socks, and she says, I trust Indigo will be all right, and that's always a cute little line.
Yeah.
It's interesting, on Sheffy's tombstone it says, the poor were sorry when he died.
Hmm.
So he had such a compassionate ministry to so many. And that's, again, why I think to this day in that area, people still remember his legacy.
Folks, we're going to be taking a break here momentarily. We're going to be coming back and telling you further about how you can obtain this re-release of Sheffy that is now coming out on a Blu-ray HD version along with the DVD disc. We'll have some details about that here momentarily. You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America, and we're talking about this today because July 4th, 2020 is the 200th anniversary of the birth of Robert Sheffy. He's certainly a man that God used, drew many people to salvation, and had an impactful life. A bit unusual at times in things he did, but God used him in a powerful way. We'll be talking about some more about his life after the break, as well as a special offer coming your way through Crosstalk. This is Crosstalk coming your way on the VCY American Network.
This month marks the 200th anniversary of the birth of Robert Sheffy. Sheffy, an itinerant circuit-riding preacher, committed to proclaiming the gospel to the mountain folk in the eastern U.S. To mark this milestone, Unusual Films is releasing a restored, high-definition edition of the powerful film Sheffy. And this month, VCY is making it available to a whole new generation. This offer includes both Blu-ray and DVD, and even a digital download. Also included the public showing rights, enabling the church and schools that own a copy to show it publicly. This month only, VCY is offering one combo pack for a donation of $15 and additional packs for a donation of just $10 more. You can also obtain 10 sets for a donation of just $75. Call 1-800-729-9829. This offer ends July 31st. 1-800-729-9829.
Yes, you're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Dave Ute is our guest today, associate producer of Media Productions, Unusual Films, and talking about the re-release of Sheffy. And just before we talk further about the film, I would just like to make mention about a very special offer and some important information. First of all, beginning on July 4th, and for a limited time, VCY America is offering a free viewing of Sheffy on the VCY America app. I mean, all you have to do is go to our app store. It's a free download of our app. Look for VCY America. You download the app, and for a limited time, beginning July 4th, you can watch Sheffy. And you go to the App Store, look for VCY America, or visit our website, vcyamerica.org. So that begins July 4th and for a very limited time, where you can just watch it free through the app. Secondly, July 2020, as we mentioned, marks the 200th anniversary of the birth of Robert Sheffy. And to mark this milestone, Unusual Films is releasing a special restored high-definition edition of this powerful film. Now, this is one that is going to be out on the market. It's going to be $19.95 in most places. But during this month of July, VCY is making available a combination pack that includes a Blu-ray HD version of Sheffy, also a DVD disc, and it includes a digital download code, and also included our public showing rights, enabling churches that own a copy of this to show it publicly. Churches, you can show this Blu-ray edition of Sheffy, show it to your congregation. There's no extra fees, anything you have to pay. There's extra features on this as well. The film is about 137 minutes, but during 2020, this 200th anniversary, VCY is offering one combination pack for a donation of $15, and each additional combo pack after that for a donation of $10. Again, the pack includes a Blu-ray HD version, a DVD disc, the digital download, also the public showing rights for you as well to show it. If you own the copy, you can show it there publicly as well. The first copy is available for a donation of $15, each additional combo pack for a donation of just $10. So two sets available for donation of $25, three for $35, four for $45. But if you'd like to obtain 10 combination sets, 10 sets for gift giving, think about Christmas, birthdays, belated graduations, your pastors, and just people you can give this to. If you'd like to obtain 10 combination sets, every set has that Blu-ray and DVD and the public performance, etc. We're making a 10-pack available for a donation of just $75 here through July 31st. To obtain it, you can go to our website, vcyamerica.org, vcyamerica.org, or you may call right now. Now, the website is going to be the fastest. If you could call, we've got limited number of people. We've got several people here, but limited number. You can call 800-729-9829 and just request 1, 2, 3. If you want to get a 10-pack or multiple sets of 10-packs for gift-giving, you may do that as well. This does end July 31st. Or you can send your contribution with the note that this is, I'd like to get Sheffy. You can send that note to Crosstalk, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. And Dave, I believe this is just to be a spectacular opportunity for people to take advantage of the free viewing through the app or to obtain these at the special discounted prices during this anniversary month.
Yes, that's really quite exciting tied to Sheffy's birthday. I guess in this case, you can't give a gift to Sheffy, but you can give a gift of free streaming of the film on his behalf. So that will give many, many people a way of hearing the message of the film and experiencing it for themselves free through the streaming.
And folks, you can, again, the free streaming available starting July 4th and for a very limited time. There's a window of time that will be available at just visit the app store, vcyamerica.org or VCY America app, or go to our website for information, vcyamerica.org. But to obtain these, to send them to people. And this is something, Dave, whereby people will remember this from years gone past. I first saw Sheffy right around 1980-ish while I was in Bible college, and powerful impact. We have shown it at VCY rallies, not one, not two. I think it was four times through the years. It's a film with great impact.
Yes, and the opportunity is really enhanced by the restoration, which we'll talk about more, but it's not like watching an old film. I think I want to really make sure people understand that.
Right.
The restoration is a world-class restoration, and it is just pristine.
Let's talk about that. Matter of fact, the film was produced in 1978, and as I said, I can recall showing this on 16mm at VCY rallies and at least four occasions. It came out then on VHS and DVD, but you had a desire to take this another step forward and fully restore this film in HD. We'll talk about that, but why was this important to do?
Well, there was... for a couple reasons, is Dr. Stenholm, Catherine Stenholm, has passed away, and this was kind of her signature work that she often would refer back to. And so in a way of preserving the ministry that she had as a female director in an early pioneer of Christian films, she was quite gifted to have achieved what God allowed her and used her to do. I remember as a student, you know, how important it was, her role as a teacher, to teach other young filmmakers how to share the gospel through this powerful medium. And so we wanted to preserve that, but we chose Sheffy because the outreach of Sheffy has been so successful through the years of ministering. When it first came out, it was extremely effective in impacting preacher boys and getting young men to accept the call to preach or recognize in their own life that God wanted them to preach. Tim Rogers just did a remarkable job of taking the vast amount of material that was in the book and distilling it down into a story that threads very well through this man's life and also highlights the spiritual challenges that he had to deal with that are so relevant to us today. So the film had relevance today, and the idea was, let's not just restore it with the typical film transfer. We went back to the original film, the A roll and the B roll, the way films are made in the process. So this is the actual film that went through the camera. In fact, when we digitized it using the newest technology at like 6K, and we did the restoration work at 4K, which to some people doesn't mean anything, but the point is you have a tremendous amount of information that way, and the scan itself was a high HDR, which allows it to capture both the shadows and the highlights. Mr. Ramsey, Wade Ramsey, who is the man who actually filmed Sheffy, when he saw the 4K scan, he just said, "This is amazing. I see texture and shadow detail I've never seen on the film prints, and the color is glorious." I mean, for the cinematographer to say that after all these years, it is a good idea, or at least it clearly conveys how pristine this restoration is. And then Bill Kimsey, Steve Ross, Laura Stevenson, Bruce Balhamis, others on the team went through and just did a wonderful job of restoring frame by frame things that needed to be tweaked or fixed. The audio was gone through again. Steve White went through it. It had been gone through and upgraded in the DVD re-release, but we went through it again. There was a company, Red Sky Studios. Stephen Preston did additional sound design work on it. So the restoration is really, really amazing. So you're not giving somebody an old film, but you're giving somebody, in fact, I showed it to a president of one of the leading satellite networks, and he said, wow. He said, it is a 4:3 image, because that's what 16 millimeter was. It's not the 16:9.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, apart from the 4:3 image, he said, this looks like a modern production. It's that pristine.
Yeah, yeah. Matter of fact, on our website at vcyamerica.org, when you click on the Sheffy scroll at the top of our page and you see the write-up, you're going to see that comparison between the current DVD version and the restored HD version. It's just absolutely remarkable.
And there is also an HD, the trailer is there in HD.
Mm-hmm. And friends, you can watch that trailer on our site as well, vcyamerica.org. And you mentioned Catherine Stenholm. It wasn't common to have a female director, was it?
It was not. And there is a documentary about her life on the Blu-ray as one of the bonus extras.
Yeah. I see other bonuses as well, like the Sheffy music soundtrack is on the DVD.
Yes. That you know, is like a $10 value in itself. So there's a lot of bonus material
to make
this a real collector's edition.
Yeah, I still have that on vinyl, Dave. The Sheffy album.
Well, that's actually quite nice, vinyl.
Yes. So very interesting. Again, friends, to obtain this, we'll go through the details again, but you can call the number 800-729-9829 or vcyamerica.org. We would like to open phone lines here today. You can start getting online. But, friends, today we would like to limit this. Film has been out for like four decades, and we would like for those of you who have seen this film simply to call and give a testimony as to how this film impacted your life. And we just are going to limit our calls to it. If you have questions about the DVD versus so forth, you can call our main switchboard on that. But those of you who have seen Sheffy, just share how this film has impacted your life. Our number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. 800-733-9829. It's been one of those films that have been seen across the country. But, Dave, I'm convinced that there's a whole new generation who's never seen this before that will be greatly impacted by the film.
That is so true. As I said, Tim Rogers did such a wonderful job in weaving the story, and it is still very relevant today. I'm reminded of Isaiah 59:14, where it says, "Truth is fallen in the street," and that is the day we live in right now, where truth is just so confused and upside down. People, young people, have no idea what truth is, and the film holds up the Word of God as the sole authority in our life. In fact, there's a scene where Sheffy is talking to a young man who is struggling with his faith, Ed Bailey, and Lonnie Polson played that role of Ed Bailey, and he told me that he feels the conversation with Ed Bailey still is very relevant to evangelicals today. The issues, of course, they may have morphed over the years, but the truth that the Bible is our sole rule for a faith and practice remains. And Mrs. Stenholm, by the way, told Lonnie when they were filming that scene, this is one of the critical scenes in the film. So the idea of truth being established on the Word of God is just so important for this generation.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back to your phone calls today. Again, we're looking for those who have seen Sheffy just to call, bear testimony, and how your life was impacted by the film. Our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. And we'll quickly go through the details of the offer after the break as well, in case you missed it. But, folks, it's a spectacular one that you need to take advantage during July of 2020. We'll be right back.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website, worldviewreport.com. My friends, the Bible warns us not to be deceived, and it warns us to not be cheated by the philosophies of men that are not according to Christ. That word can be translated lies or fables. We're dealing constantly with the threat of brainwashing. We have fake science when it comes to the LGBTQ agenda. We have fake science when it comes to global warming, that they now call climate change because of, well, the cycles of cooling and warming. And now we have fake science related to you're wearing a mask. Now, if you want to wear a mask, that's up to you. But do you know how small the particles are for the coronavirus? And do you know how big the pores are on those average masks? This is the equivalent, one doctor says, of trying to stop mosquitoes by putting up a chain link fence. Largely, I believe this is a disinformation operation to condition the American people to be controlled, divided, and afraid.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Sheffy rides again. That's right. It has now come out in a special HD Blu-ray, also a DVD that's available. And just quickly, again, we are marking this 200th anniversary of the birth of Robert Sheffy and marking this milestone, first of all, beginning July 4th. And for a limited time, VCY is making a free viewing of Sheffy on the VCY America app. Just go to the App Store on your smart device and look for VCY America, or go to our website, vcyamerica.org. Secondly, through the entire month of July 2020, as we mark this 200th anniversary, we are offering a pack that includes both a Blu-ray and DVD disc and a digital download code, and also it contains public showing rights enabling churches that own a copy, buy a copy for your pastor, for your church, that gives them the ability to show this publicly as long as there's no admission fee or anything like that, and that will enable them to show it to a church setting. Extra features are on this as well, and during this month, we're offering one copy available for donation of $15. That's this set, both the Blu-ray, DVD, and the digital download. One copy, one set for donation of $15, but each additional combo pack after that for just $10 more. Two for 25, three for 35. If you'd like 10 sets, though, we're making that available for donation of just $75. And something great to put away for Christmas and other special occasions, or just to share with others the powerful film Sheffy. Again, the special does end July 31st. You can go online, vcyamerica.org, or simply call us at 800-729-9829. If it goes to voicemail, that means all the lines are busy. Just leave a message. They'll get back with you at 800-729-9829. Dave Ute is with us today, associate producer. He's involved with media productions at Unusual Films and taking your calls today. Let's begin in West Virginia. And Ed, you're on the air.
This is E.T.
E.T. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, a few weeks ago, I stumbled across Sheffy, and I was so blessed. I wasn't expecting much. I just said, I'll watch this old DVD here of Sheffy. But when it was over, boy, was I blessed. And now I am so looking forward to meeting Robert in heaven, because my heroes are Methodist circuit riders. I'm of the Wesleyan persuasion, and I can't wait to meet him and a lot of men like him. I highly recommend the new DVD. This must be the old one by Vision something. But, hey, it's solid gold, this one. I wouldn't give it up for nothing, so I got to get a new one. So thank you, Gary?
Dave,
I'm sorry.
Thank you for sharing your testimony about that. And it is interesting that you just watched it recently, and it's still having that type of impact on your own heart. So praise the Lord.
Yeah, the photography of the mountains is where I like to go up into Virginia and West Virginia and ride my motorcycle, and it took me back to the camp meetings we had in West Virginia. And thank you for reproducing it, and I'll be watching it again for many more times, I'm sure.
E.T., thank you for the call here today.
Yes, sir. Thank
you.
Appreciate
it. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now. And taking your calls here today on Crosstalk. And let me just say, I've talked to people in preparation for this, Dave, who said, you know, I've got the VHS, but I've got to get this new pack here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the film has gone from, the print to 16 millimeter to VHS to DVD and now to Blu-ray and digital that's streamed around the world. And the man it's telling about was alive when the telegraph was invented.
Wow.
Isn't that exciting how God uses technology to share his word?
Amen. Steve is calling from Richland, Washington. You're on the air, Steve.
Yes. Hey, I was given that movie, Sheffy, by Floyd Stevens. He's the chaplain of Walla Walla State Penitentiary. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that was the thing that really impressed me was how he stood and would not compromise.
Yeah.
And it's okay to have Hollywood religion if that's the kind you want, but that's not the kind God wants you to have. And it's a tremendous movie. I can't wait to get it because the one he gave me kind of old and grainy, but the principle, the biblical principle of not compromising with the world.
Exactly. Thank you, Steve, for that testimony. And that comes through loud and clear in Sheffy. We've got Andy calling from Ohio. Andy, you're on the air.
Yes. I just wanted to say I saw Sheffy a couple of years ago, and I really loved it. So I shared it with my friends and everything, and they really enjoyed it. And Sheffy just gave a really, really good example of a godly character and approach and love and selflessness. And I put it in my library, and somehow I misplaced it once. And so I was like, oh, no, I can't. I got to have that in my library. So I went out and I bought another one so I could make sure I had one in my library. And then I found it, so now I have two of them.
Mm-hmm. Very
and
good.
I recommend it for anybody. I mean, it's so education. It has such a godly character, and he's so calm and loving in his interactions, and his message is really, it's a good message of approach for the gospel today.
Very impactful.
I think it's important what you shared about holding the men of God of the past up to our young people. Grandchildren, you know, I've got grandchildren now, and your own children. We have a free family devotional guide that is downloadable, Sheffy.org. At Sheffy.org, you can download the free devotional guide, and you can watch Sheffy as a family or with your grandchildren, and then over the course of the next week, have devotions with them to help explore some of the truths that are in the film, so that Sheffy is entertaining, but it's entertainment with a purpose. It's to communicate God's truths.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for the call. We've got other calls coming in. We have just run out of time here today. Dave Ute is our guest. Dave, we've got 30 seconds. What do you want to leave with the listeners?
Well, first of all, for the people who are trying to call in, we would like to hear from you on Sheffy. It's an email. Sheffy@bju.edu. Sheffy@bju.edu. So if you have a personal testimony of how Sheffy impacted your life, we'd love to hear from you. The other thing I would say is that the young man who was...
Tell you what, I'm sorry, we've just completely run out of time here, Dave, and we'd love to hear that, but friends, thank you for joining us on Crosstalk, this 200th anniversary of the birth of Robert Sheffy. If you'd like to obtain this pack, the Blu-ray, the DVD, the digital download, the public performance rights, go to vcyamerica.org or call 800-729-9829. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.